morning to you students. I welcome you this day to the online teaching after a very long time of staying at home. I wish all of you are staying safe. My name is Mrs. Ajonode and I'll be taking you on the subject biology. And our topic of today is going to be on microorganisms around us. Before we go on with this topic, I want to talk briefly on our learning objective. Our learning objectives are that at the end of this lesson, students will be able to, one, define microorganism as well as microscope. Two, students will be able to list the groups or types of microorganisms. Then three, students will be able to state at least two characteristics of each group or types of microorganism. Let's now go to the first subheading, which is the definition of microorganism. Microorganisms are tiny organisms which cannot be seen with the human naked eyes only, but with the aid or help of a microscope. When we said microorganism, they are very small organisms. They are minute organisms that with the eyes only, you cannot see them. For you to be able to see them, you have to look, use your eye to look through the microscope before they can be seen. What is a microscope? A microscope is a device or an instrument used to view tiny organisms, and these tiny organisms are what we call microorganisms. Microorganisms are known commonly as germs or microbes. They are found almost everywhere. They are in the air, they are in the water, soil, on surfaces of objects. They are also on the surfaces of living organisms, also within living organisms. When they are in the living organisms, that is where they are able to invade living cells. Some causes diseases. Some of these microorganisms causes diseases. They are called disease-causing agents. And when they cause diseases, they are known as pathogens. Why some are beneficial to man? Before we leave this part, we talked that there are some microorganisms that are disease-causing agents, and we call those ones pathogen. For example, the whole world now is talking about a simple microorganism which is called COVID-19. COVID-19 is an example of microorganism, and this COVID-19 can be found in the air, It can be found on the body of living organisms. It can as well be found, can land on surfaces of objects. And when it enters into a living cell, it causes what we call a disease. The branch of biology that involves the study of microorganisms is what we call microbiology. We also say that microorganisms can be beneficial to man. Most of them that are beneficial to man are those that are called saprophytes. Because these saprophytes are organisms that feed on dead and decayed matters. This one will now lead us now to talk about types of microorganisms. Microorganisms are grouped as follows. 1, we have the viruses. 2, we have the bacteria. 3, we have the protozoa. 4, we have the fungi. In the case of fungi, not all fungi are microorganisms, because there are some fungi in which you can see with your eyes, but there are some fungi in which you cannot see with your eyes. Those ones are what falls under microorganisms. And we also have some algae, because not all algae are microorganisms. Then we are going to pick each of these microorganisms and we are going to talk about their characteristics and as well you give example of them. Let's pick the first one, which is the viruses. The viruses are the simplest and the smallest types of microorganisms. They are the simplest and they are also the smallest. The viruses, they don't have cell structure. When we talk about cell structure, we mean that they don't have nucleus, they don't have the cytoplasm and as well as the cell membrane. 2, that is the third one. They can only be seen with an electron microscope. Because they are very, very small, they are very tiny. You cannot see them under the highest magnification of a light microscope. They can only be seen with a powerful electron microscope. 4. They can only grow and multiply inside a living cell. That is, reproduction is the only characteristic of living organisms possessed by virus. If not, they could have been called non-living things. This is saying that the virus is only a living thing when it's inside a living thing, because it can only produce itself. It can only grow or multiply when it's inside a living cell. When it's not inside the living cell, it has assumed the state of a non-living thing. The last characteristic there is that they cannot be grown in a culture medium, in the lab, like the other microorganisms. If you want to grow them in the lab, they have to be grown inside a living cell. Example of virus is, even though you cannot remember anyone, you can know COVID-19. We also have HIV virus. We now go to the second types of microorganisms, which are the bacteria. The bacteria can be seen with a light microscope. And these bacteria, they occur in clusters or colony. When you say they occur in cluster or colony, we are saying that they occur in form of a group. They are together. They don't occur single. They occur in group. That's why we say they occur in cluster or colonies. The third characteristic is that bacteria have a prokaryotic cell structure. When we talk about a prokaryotic cell structure, we are talking about a cell structure where the nucleus is not enclosed within a membrane. Or you can, instead of saying a prokaryotic cell structure, you can say it has a simple cell structure. This bacteria now, under this bacteria, we are going to talk about types of bacteria. I want my students to be ready because we are going to use this type of bacteria as our class activities. I'll be talking for the past 12 minutes. I want to be sure that you are following me. Talking about types of bacteria. Bacteria can be grouped into two main types. One, based on the use of oxygen, that can be grouped into two main types. One is based on the use of oxygen for respiration. Two, based on the shape of the bacteria. So during our classwork, this is our classwork we are going to do now. I will mention them to you. I want you to tell me their names. Write down their names. Since you cannot see me, I cannot hear you, you will write down their names and give me an example of such bacteria. The first one, which is based on the use of oxygen, we have three types under that. There are those that use oxygen for respiration. What are they called? You write it down and give an example. Two, there are those that do not use oxygen for respiration. What are they called? Write it down, give an example. Three, there are those that live under aerobic and anaerobic condition. What are they called? Write them down and give example. All these are in the slide that I have sent to you. Then two, based on the shape. We have four there. We have four types. So we are still going to do, write the name and give an example. We have some that are circular in shape. They are round. What are they called? Give an example. We have others that are rod-like shape. They are like a fluorescent ball. So write the name, give an example. We have others that are comma. They are comma shape, or they are curve in shape. Write the name, give example. We have other that are twisted in shape. They are twisted in shape. Or spiral. Write the name and give an example. So by the time we meet, I'm going to check the note for this class activity. We are now going to continue with the types of microorganisms. The third one is a protozoa. The protozoa have what we call the eukaryotic cell structure. And when we talk about a eukaryotic cell structure, it's a complex cell structure that has its nucleus enclosed within a membrane. That means that its nucleus is not naked, it's covered with a membrane. In the case of this protozoa, some are free living. We have some of these protozoa that are free living, that are microscopic, but they are free living. You cannot see them. Like example, like Paramecia and Amoeba. Why there are others are parasitic. Remember when we talk about parasitic, we are talking about a type of nutrition whereby the organism live and feed on another organism as well, causes harm. And those type of organism, we call them parasites. Don't forget that, because we've done it when we are talking about the mode of nutrition. A parasite is an organism that lives in or on another organism, benefit from that organism, as well causes harm or damage. Why the other organism is what we call the host. We now come to the fourth one, which are the fungi. The fungi. The fungi, I told you when we were doing the classification that it's not all fungi are microscopic. There are some fungi in which can be seen with our naked eye. We can see them like mushroom. We can see it growing with our naked eyes. Why there are some that are microscopic? When you say an organism is microscopic, we mean that that organism cannot be seen with our naked eyes, with the human eyes, except the aid of what's a microscope. So, for these fungi, they are plants, but they are non-green, simple plants. When we say a plant is non-green, simple plant, what we mean is that such a plant cannot carry out photosynthesis. They don't have chlorophyll. That is why they are non-green plants, and they cannot carry out what we call the process of photosynthesis. So these fungi, they are non-green simple plants. That is those of them that cannot be seen with the naked eyes. They also have a complex or a eukaryotic cell structure. Don't forget that eukaryotic cell structure is a cell structure that have its nucleus enclosed within a membrane. Some of these fungi are parasitic. while others are saprophytic. When we talk about saprophytic, we are talking about type of nutrition whereby the organism feed on dead and decayed matter. And those type of organism are what we call the saprophytes. Example of fungi, you can see the penicillin and as well as the yeast. We now come to the last one, which is the algae. As we said in the fungi, that is not all fungi are microscopic. Also, not all algae are microscopic. So these algae are microscopic green plants, which majority of them are found in an aquatic environment. Remember, we talk about non-green plant and fungi, and we are talking about the algae as green plants. That means that the algae can carry half the process of photosynthesis because they have chlorophyll. I will talk about an aquatic environment. Aquatic environment is an environment of water, where there is water, like the river, the pond, the well, the sea, the ocean. All those are aquatic environments. And we have the blue-green algae. This blue-green algae has a simple cell structure, while other algae has a complex cell structure. So, in our next class, we are going to talk about the concept of culture, how we can grow microorganisms in the laboratory. Before we call it a day, I want to ask, is there any question? If you have questions, you can write them and send them in the platform. I will send an answer to you. Then we have an assignment to carry out. One, draw a well-labeled structure of a bacterium and a fungi, a virus, in your biology notebook. I will say it again, your assignment for this week, you have to draw a well-labeled structure of a bacterium. You also draw a well-labeled structure of a virus in your biology notebook before the next class. Two, you are going to make sure you study the concept of culturing for the next class. So please, you are going to do us well by informing most of your students that have not known that the online classes have started. Please inform them so that they can join the online classes. We are advising you, stay safe. So thank you for your time and thank you for listening to us. So thank you for your time and thank you for listening to us. Also, before you leave the class, You have to signify your name. You have to write your name and write your class and send it to the platform so that we will know the number of students that attended the class. Don't just go like that, because we are going to keep record of the number of students that were present today in the class. So you write your name and your class and send it to the platform. Don't forget. Please go through the notes that I have sent, the class note that I have sent. Copy your notes from there. Copy your notes from the note that I have sent to the platform. Thank you for your time. God bless and have a wonderful day.